Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. Take the guesswork out of landscaping with our free, easy-to-use design program. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Get started on your dream landscape now. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your project started today. Save big money at
Menards. 6:06 and good morning to you, Dan Mandis, in for Vincent Mary. It is Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Well, some surprising news last week when President Trump decided to extend sanctions relief granted to Iran. Under the Iranian nuclear deal, this is something that the president has been saying that he basically wanted to get renegotiated, saying it's one of the worst deals ever. Joining us is Benham Ben Talablu. He is an Iranian analyst for the Foundation for Defense of Democracies and our guest here on WMAL. Sir, good afternoon. Good morning, I should say, on WMAL.
Good morning. Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. So you tell me, because I know that there's been a lot of disagreement within the Trump administration as to how the president should deal with this nuclear deal. Were you surprised that he decided to extend the sanctions relief after saying that he was going to renegotiate this deal for really ever since the campaign?
I think ultimately the decision that the president took, which was to waive nuclear sanctions to keep the U.S. a party to the JCPOA nuclear deal. That's the nuclear deal that the P5+1, which is the U.S., France, China, Russia, Germany, the UK, and the U.S. itself inked in July 2015, to stay in that deal and waive nuclear sanctions while issuing new non-nuclear sanctions to combat Tehran's existing non-nuclear threats. That formula, I think, was largely expected if you were reading the open source press for the past week or so. But what was expected was for the president to actually say that this would be the last time he was going to be waiving sanctions. So this really put the pressure on Europe and America's other allies who are fighting to keep the U.S. in the deal and are fighting to have Iran's interpretation of some of the more problematic parts of the deal become ascendant over Washington's.
Now, one of the things that the president has been saying all along is that he wants Congress to work with Iran and these other nations to fix the deal. What is it that the president exactly wants?
So in October 13th, 2017, specifically, the president decertified the Iran nuclear deal. And what this means is that even though this is a nuclear deal and the U.S. is waiving some pretty important heavy nuclear sanctions, it actually is not a treaty. It's an executive-level multilateral arms control agreement. And what that means is that it's more up to the president's prerogative about how and when to waive sanctions than a matter of U.S. law. Under U.S. law, the way the U.S. waive sanctions that remains a part of the deal, and there is this legislation called INARA, the Iran Nuclear Agreement Review Act of 2015. The president decertified the Iran deal in October 2017, and then he kicked the issue back to Congress and asked them to amend or to rewrite or to fix the INARA legislation. And so the progress that the U.S. Congress makes on amending INARA will determine, in addition to Europe's attempts to get tough on Tehran, finally, his decision to remain in the deal.
Now, you tell me, because there seems to be a lot of disagreement over whether or not Iran has actually complied with the nuclear deal. A lot of folks say they have not. The president says that Iran has not obeyed the spirit of the deal. Other people say that they have. What say you?
I think the president's language is actually exceptionally important here. That's true. Iran has not lived up to the spirit of the nuclear deal. It has, on occasion, violated select portions of the nuclear deal, very selectively and in a marginal fashion, but it's also grossly violated the UN resolution that codifies the deal. So Iran has been really trying to poke a hole through this deal, much like the Soviet Union used to poke a hole through the will and the capability of the U.S. to stand up for its partners throughout the Cold War. Iran is now daring, or has actually dared, the international community and the U.S. in particular, to see if it will actually stand up uh, for those things that it calls violations and say, no, we're not going to let Iran get away with that. And because the deal is so heavily tilted in Iran's favor, of course, Iran is not going to grossly cheat. Why would it grossly cheat on something that, you know, if it's so heavily in its favor, it can just remain a party to and get all the benefits that it's supposed to be getting? You might see in the news media that there are a lot of reporters that say the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency, is the one determining Iran's compliance, and they're saying, yes, Iran is compliant. That's technically not true. The IAEA is tasked with monitoring and verifying Iran's nuclear-related commitments under the deal, but it does not make a compliance decision. The compliance decision is at once technical and political, and that's where national governments like the U.S. government really kick in.
One of the things that a lot of folks are saying, and they're critical of the deal, is the fact that Iran is able to receive millions, if not billions of dollars, of course, in lifted sanctions. Are we able to, because critics will say, of course, that this money is going to fund terrorism. Is there any way to tell how much or if any of this money is being spent on terrorism, funding terrorism? We know that Iran is the world's number one nation for state-sponsored terrorism. There's no real way though to prove that, is there? But I would assume that they are, but I'm going to kick it to you, Ben and Ben Talablu, Foundation for Defense of Democracies, Iranian expert and our guest. What say you? Is there a way to figure out if they're spending any of this money on terrorism? Because as we found out from these protests just a week or two ago, it's not going to the people of Iran.
That's absolutely right. It's not really going to the people of Iran. And the fact that the Iranian people have taken to the streets very bravely, I would say, to contest the behavior of the regime that rules them and to say, stop spending money abroad and spend it on us. It doesn't matter that if Iran even spends 1% of that money abroad, because even 1% of that money is not going to where it should be going, which is to the Iranian people and to fix the Iranian nation. So I've always said this, the Islamic Republic of Iran is a poor guardian of the Iranian national interest. The Iranian people deserve much better, and unfortunately their government has failed them time and time again. Now, to really pivot to your question, looking at the Iranian budget has always been a very complex issue because Iran has incentives not to be transparent with its budget. But when you do look at the budget, on occasion there are select increases in the corresponding amount of either sanctions relief or cash, but it doesn't specifically say, like, okay, this is for terrorism or this is dedicated for Lebanese Hezbollah or, you know, this wing of the Guard Corps missile program gets, you know, X million dollars from whatever sanctions relief. So there's a little bit more of a guessing game involved. It will be very challenging in the open source to make that determination. But if you simply look at Iranian behavior abroad, basically since the nuclear deal, they are ascendant, and they are ascendant because they have more resources with which to pursue their ideological aims.
All right, last question very quickly, if you could. What is President Trump's next move? If they don't adjust this deal for how he wants it, what is the president, in your opinion, as you analyze the situation, what do you think the president does next?
So I believe the president is actually a man of his word. You know, he promised to decertify the Iran nuclear deal. He did that. And he said that the U.S. would leave the nuclear deal, and I believe that. Therefore, it's imperative that Europe work with Washington to fix the deal, Europe show that it's serious to contesting Tehran's non-nuclear threats, and that the U.S. Congress show that they can actually come together in a bipartisan fashion and to amend the legislation that codifies the deal here at home. So the president should be intimately involved in both decisions and work to keep the pressure on Iran. No one is looking for a self-inflicted goal here. That's why, you know, there is time for Europe to get on board and there's time for the U.S. Congress to get on board.
And you have a great morning. Appreciate your insight. Ben and Ben Talablu, Foundation for Defense of Democracies, on President Trump and his dealing with the Iranian nuclear deal.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.